How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, another good practice. Took them out of the total pads, but our guys, sometime we were not in total pads, it's like we are in pads. So it was very competitive, like normal. Got a lot of good work done. Guys keep working, and I'm proud of them. So give them a little treat tonight for a little while. They just got to be back at curfew. They understand. They got to handle themselves the right way, and I'm sure they will.
Is that the first time you've done that this camp?
Absolutely. It was one other time we met after we got done with meetings. I let them go a little earlier. But this is the first time I've given them this little break. They got a little longer break now. So I think they deserve it. They've earned it. They've worked hard. They've done everything I've asked. So I can give them a treat every now and then.
What time's curfew?
11. Not 11:01. 11. And I made that very clear.
I mean, no meetings?
Yeah, no meetings. Oh. No meetings. So give them a break. They need to get away from us for a little while.
In terms of the, is it late enough in the week to ask you to detail what your plans are for
quarterback? No, it's not late enough yet. Today's Tuesday. I said Wednesday. Yeah. God dang. Not yet. We're getting there, though.
I mean, it did look like Deshaun was taking the twos. Did that mean anything? Second up in a rotation?
Tell you tomorrow.
So tomorrow, not Thursday?
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Right. You said Wednesday or Thursday last
night. I time. Still get an extra 2 days, right? No. Tomorrow I think we'll be – I think I have a pretty good feel for where we are and what we're going to do.
Okay.
Thank you. Is that it?
Did Jordan Payton get a move up at all today? It seemed like he was in there sooner than past days.
Probably so. I mean, Jordan's made some plays. He made some plays in games. He's improved. He's working hard. We reward guys who work hard and do what we ask, and he's one of those guys.
Why was signing Zeitler such a priority for you guys? Obviously, you made a pretty big commitment to him. You work with him. Why really had to get that guy?
Well, we feel like he's everything we want in a football player, first and foremost. And then I know what kind of person, kind of man he is. Works extremely hard, and I think he's one of the better guards, right guards in the league. So we're fortunate to have him. He's done a great job here. I think he's going to help us this season tremendously. I think him, JC, and Joel will be a good foe, you know, be a real good trio playing inside in our offensive football team.
You're talking with Kate Lopton down there. You said one of the most serious players is this crap. Is there a story about him where you're like,
I can't tell those stories. I got too many of those. But he's a very serious young man. His job is really important to him. I mean, I'm sure you don't get a chance to see him out here before we start walkthroughs or practice. The guy probably takes 100 sets in the mirror before he ever leaves the locker room, and probably another 150 when he's standing out here before practice. So it's really important to him. He wants to be one of the best at what he does. He has a burning desire to do that. So I'm glad he's a part of our football team.
Decision for you to decide who to start the Monday night game, or do you have a lot of pros and cons to weigh, and will you also consult once again with Sashi and Paul?
Oh, always will. I always like to talk to them and get their feedback. But I don't think it's a hard decision. I think what's best for our football team as we head into the season. We still just head into our second preseason game. There's still going to be two more after that to continue to evaluate if we need to. But I think it's important that, you know, for this game, and I'll say it again, just for this game, we're going to head into it, hopefully, in a way that I feel very comfortable with. And again, it could change. Things could not change, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Good. Anything with Caleb Brantley? Was there a setback with his finger or anything?
Yeah, well, it wasn't so much his finger, it's more of his shoulder. And we just wanted to make sure we take a good look at it and put him down yesterday. And that it was very physical there yesterday, but I think he'll be fine.
Hugh, we've asked you so much about Greg, but when you were talking about pushing this team farther than you have before, how does he help you do it?
Oh, my gosh. What he's doing on defense is what you need. You know, one man can't do it, you know, and me and him can't do it. It's our whole staff. You know, it's a director from top down, you know, and that's the way we go about it. Obviously, myself, him, and Coach Tabes, you know, we're the leaders of our groups. But at the same time, I think the assistants have to carry the message as well as the coordinators, and they have. And it's an everyday thing. You know, we're pushing and pulling, and the guys are responding, and that's what you look for.
We saw Joel a little slow to get up after a play.
Yeah, no, he's fine. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine.
All right.
That it?
Thank you.
That's it, Peter?
Thank you.